Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Tweet at DriveTimeRTE.
You're welcome back to the programme. A number of witnesses trapped in Mariupol in Ukraine say the Russians have bombed radio and telecommunications towers there, making talking to people and communicating with the outside world more and more difficult. For days, the Ukrainian port city in southeastern Ukraine has been facing a humanitarian catastrophe, besieged by Russian tanks advancing towards the centre of the city. It's estimated that 400,000 people are currently trapped in Mariupol. I'm joined on the line now by Ukrainian MP Dmytro Gurin, who's originally from the city of Mariupol. Dmytro, good evening to you, and thank you very much indeed for taking our call.
Good evening.
I know you're monitoring the situation in your home city minute by minute. What can you tell us about the situation it finds itself now?
An hour ago, Russian airplane dropped a super powerful bomb on a dramatic theater where in the basement there were more than 1,000 people. It were women and mostly women and child. And children and dramatic theater is destroyed. There is no more building, and it continues. You know, it's we don't have military infrastructure in our dramatic theater. And what's going on in Mariupol? It's not the war anymore. It's destroying the city, and it's mass murdering. And all of you have seen it. The bombing of maternity hospital, that capturing of patients in a big region hospital with the people who live around this hospital, and bombing all other hospitals. Mm-hmm. And my school, for example, is destroyed. My university is destroyed. All the districts I lived 15 years is totally destroyed, and it's totally residential district. No military infrastructure, and never were. House of my parents, where I lived in 15 years, were shot by tanks, and it's totally burned. It's 200 apartments, a nine-story building.
And do you have family still in Mariupol, Dmytro?
Yes.
Are they okay? Are they safe? Have you been in contact with them?
I know that they're alive. That's the only thing I know. And I know, of course, that what everybody in Ukraine knows about Mariupol, they don't have heating, water, electricity, gas, food, and water. And they have -7 degrees by Celsius at night. And they prepare food on open fires and take water, melting snow, and take it from radiator system. And shooting never stops. They have street fights, not like in Sarajevo, but they have street fights with using of tanks. Several districts, like in the border of the city, are totally destroyed, and there is no reason to rebuild them anymore. And we are asking to close our sky or to help us to make humanitarian corridor, because what Russia is doing is fake.
And the request for a no-fly zone, again made by your president Zelensky to the U.S. Congress today. But what you mentioned there, the humanitarian corridor, 400,000 people find themselves trapped. Is that right? In desperate conditions in Mariupol. No way of getting out.
No way of getting out. All the roads and fields around Mariupol are mined, heavily mined. And Russia opened like for a moment. I mean, it were 20,000 people from 400,000 people. And all other 380,000 people sit on the shelling that never stops, and they sit on the bombs from airplanes. And during 24 hours, they drop 100 bombs from airplanes. So, of course, Mr. Zelensky is asking of a no-fly zone over the zones of humanitarian crisis. If you say that you cannot provided all of the territory of all the Ukraine. Of course, we are asking for S-300 complexes and air defense and missile defense. Of course, we have it because we are battling. We can beat Russia on the battlefield if we have no problems in the sky, and all the world is seeing this. But now we have not the war, ordinary war, where army against army. Now we have mass murdering situation, where Russia is starting the hunger in Mariupol, where 350,000 people is, and there is no any difference between using of nuke and between hunger of one third of million people.
You say the Russians are trying to starve people to death.
Of course, and what are they doing? What are they doing? There is no food in the city and no supply of food in the city. Of course, they are trying. I'm sorry, they did it 100 years ago, and they killed several millions of Ukrainians from hunger. And we have the same situation where the Russian president says that Ukrainians doesn't exist, that this country doesn't exist. So we have to hear what Mr. Putin says. And now all the world just looking what's going on in Mariupol, where the hunger can break out in the middle of Europe. And everybody is just looking and concerned, because when this war started, you helped us with weapons, with sanctions, with everything, with finances, and we help you for this. But now we don't have a war anymore. We have a situation where the Mariupol city can be in the same list as Treblinka and Auschwitz. And that's, you know, that's a moment for everybody, because the food is already over there. Okay. And that's a moment for all the countries to decide, are you going to make the same mistake as everybody did in 1939 and 1941 with Jews?
Dmytro, I think people are taking note without question of what you're saying, and people can text us to 51551. Dmytro Gurin, Ukrainian MP, thank you very much indeed for joining us.